Thank you for contacting the customer support. My name is Tarad. Can I help you?
Yes, Tarad. My name is Sharon Workman, and I don't know who you guys are, but what I do know is that, I don't know too much anything. Who are you?
Well, we are a third-party call center that services over several hundred products.
Like what kind of products?
I will have to pull up an account to know, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I would have to pull up an account to know, ma'am.
I don't think I have an account. I'm confused. Y'all showed up in my checking
yes,
account,
ma'am.
And I don't know why.
If you have a charge, then that means we have an account for you, ma'am. Which means to pull it up, could I have the zip code, please?
76039. No, it's not. I lied. 76021.
Okay. And that name was Sharon Workman, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Mrs. Workman, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Oh, my God. I don't even know who you guys are, and I'm giving up more and more information. I don't know if someone cloned my card and made a purchase.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand sometimes. Yes, ma'am, I do understand your reluctance to give away your address, but we won't be able to tell you what you're being charged for until we are able to verify that it is you that I am talking with.
Because you can't verify who you talking with, y'all have the right to go in my account and take my money out and put my account on negative?
I just can't tell you what you're being charged for, ma'am, until I am able to go on your account.
Because I don't know if this is some kind of damn scam. I don't even know who the fuck y'all are. But you can't tell me until I give up my address. What else you gonna want? My social security number? Hell, you already got my bank account information. So I already have your asses in there. I need to speak to a manager.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand,
I
but we
living.
All follow the same protocol, so before
okay,
they are
I,
even
I don't
able
even
to
want to hear that. You know what? I understand, sir, that is your line that you tell everybody because that's the script that y'all have to say. But I know one thing. There are exceptions to every rule. But I am so freaking frustrated right now. Damn near $60 out of my damn account. And I don't even know who it is until I give out more information. Well, you tell me what a address you got.
I can't do that, ma'am. I have to verify from you.
But you can take my money out my account. But you can't tell me who you are. Why can't you tell me who you are?
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center that services over several hundred products.
That is not the name of who you are.
You mean my name, ma'am?
The name of the company that you work for.
I can't release
because
that information,
I'm going
ma'am.
To have to get some legal. I'm going to have to get my attorney. Because you can't tell me what company you work for. What's the name of your company, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, we are a third-party call center that services over 700
That is
products.
Not the name. That ain't the name on your paycheck. It ain't third-party call center. I know that. Third-party call center is not the name of the company that either you work from home for or you walk into a building for. Third-party call center is not on the door or wall if you walk through it. Third-party call center is not there.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand your frustration, but I really cannot proceed further without knowing your address because I can't give it into the account without it.
You can't enter into the account without it.
Yes, ma'am.
3717 Brandywine Drive, apartment 252, Bedford, Texas.
Thank you, Mrs. Workman. So it seems like on the 8th of May, you purchased a KitchenAid or kitchen product. Is that correct?
No, I did not.
So you don't remember making authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $7.95, ma'am?
I did not.
Is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
Nobody.
Yes, ma'am. I'll cancel the account and transfer you to our fire department so they can begin an investigation and see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware we take credit card fraud very seriously and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $7.95.
I didn't hear any of that you said because you rattled that off so quickly.
Yes, ma'am. I will cancel the account and transfer you to our fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware we take credit card fraud very seriously and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the shipping handling charge of $7.95.
I did not authorize shipping and handling charges of, did you say 70?
No, ma'am, $7.95.
$7.95, but $56 come out of my account?
So, hold for a moment.
$56 came out of my account. But you asking me about shipping and handling for $7.95. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I ain't authorized no $7.95. I did not authorize no $56 to come out of my account.
Well, hold for a moment as I transfer you to our fire department. Thank you. Yes, Mrs. Brooks. I mean, I do have the account notated in counseling, and I'm about to transfer you to our fire department. I hope that we can get to the bottom of this.
Thank you.